All right, we're going to do some upon further review here on this Tuesday of the 21-18 win over the Giants. And I'm going to focus a lot on some of the constructive critique of Jaden's game. I gave him an A for the game. I thought there was a lot more good than bad. I still feel that way. I mean, the bottom line is, with the game on the line in the second half, he made play after play on every single drive of the second half. In each of those situations, the score was either tied or they were down three and had to have it, including, of course, the final drive where he comes up big on second and 10. Look, they stuffed Eckler on the first down play before the two-minute warning, and it's second and 10, and you're still in a tie game. Now, you have not yet punted in the game, so there's a level of confidence, but the throw he made to Noah Brown, and then finally a read option keeper for 14 yards. You know, one of the things that you noticed from watching this game, and we talked about it on Friday, I said I think a lot of the read option zone read keepers will be diminished because in a base 3-4, especially when those outside linebackers are good players, and Burns and Thibodeau are good players, they're playing that, and they're up right, they're in a two-point stance, just a little bit easier to hem that in. Still, it made it, you know, beneficial for Brian Robinson Jr. as a runner. That's the best part of what they've got going on right now. Just the threat of Jaden Daniels as a runner. But there were five sacks in the game, and there were a couple of huge missed opportunities. One of which we talked about yesterday, which was that opportunity to throw deep to Noah Brown in the second half on a double move. That was definitely a miss. But let me go through the sacks first and foremost, because it's like, look, this is a non-expert opinion. You know, this is you guys and I, we think we can look at this and we think we know. We're not always right, okay? But this is a best guess. And I did have a conversation with somebody about a couple of the plays, although not sacks, actually. So the first sack, the first two sacks are on the opening drive of the game. That very impressive long drive that took 9 minutes and 36 seconds off the clock, 16 plays. So the first one is a second and seven at the Giants' 37-yard line. So they're in field goal range. They've been moving the football. By the way, you know, they got bailed out. Not bailed out, but it's this third. It happened twice in this game, too. Third time in two games where on a third down, they got a defensive penalty and stayed on the field. We see that as football fans every week. I'm just saying that they got help because a lot of times those calls are missed, and there was actually something missed in this game on one of the sacks. But so this is the play in which he turns what probably is a 10 to 12 yard loss into a 3 yard loss. He escapes Micah McFadden, number 41, who comes in completely untouched on a blitz. I can't explain to you whether or not this was identified and not picked up by Eckler, who's in the backfield, or identified and not picked up by the offensive line, or not identified at all. My guess is that it was disguised very well. McFadden disguises it very well, and he got immediate pressure up the middle as a fifth pass rusher right in Jaden's face, and he's about to knock them completely out of field goal range on that opening drive. Second and seven, now they would have had a third down play, but the ball's going to be back towards the 50-yard line, all right, instead of in field goal range where they were. Well, we didn't know at that time that that was field goal range, and we still don't, because that's a 54-yarder from where it is. But Jaden did what he did a lot of at LSU. He turned a massive negative into a much less negative play. He escapes McFadden at strength and then uses his legs to turn that into a 3-yard loss. They're back at the 40, and the next play is a play in which he scrambles for nearly a first down, but it sets up a fourth and one. They go for it, and Brian Robinson Jr. gets it with an easy 5-yard run. I don't think that's on Jaden. I don't know if that's – I don't think it's on Jaden. I don't think it's on the offensive line. I don't think it's on Kingsbury. I think that's one you just chalk up to the Giants made a play. They disguised it well. They figured it out. And here comes McFadden untouched. Somebody out there might be saying, damn it, you know, Biotish, you needed to see that. Or Jaden, this is what you should have looked for based on the tape that we watched during the week. The Giants did not show a lot of blitz pressure. Shane Bowen, their new defensive coordinator, is bend, don't break. You know, and you saw a lot of zone defense, more than I thought in watching the game. A lot of zone defense, which is why the patience that they showed, I actually thought was another positive for Jaden and for Kingsbury. That's why you saw a lot of line of scrimmage throws. That's why you saw, you know, a lot of, you know, running the football. The Giants were not going to get beat deep, although there were a couple of opportunities. The second sack is on that opening drive as well. It's second and nine at the Giant 12-yard line. And this is another one that's kind of hard to figure out because he's working the right side of the field on second and nine. And Sinnott, the rookie, is out in the flat for what appears to be just a quick swing to him and then go get as many yards as you can. Now, it looks like in the uniform numbers, their red jerseys with those uniform numbers are hard on the all 22 to really identify. I think it's Ertz is option number two, and he's covered, and they're dropping in zone there, and that's not an option. And so Jaden has... It's not an RPO. Jaden has the option to get it out quickly. He's not working the left side of the field. Terry's not even running because he's split wide to the left. It's not a play that he's supposed to come back and work that side of the field. And he just starts to take off, and he loses 3 yards. Or loses 5 yards, excuse me. I can't assess blame on him. I think he should have thrown the football. It may not have been a big play, but it would have been probably a 2-3-4 yard gain. And it would have set up a third and four rather than what they ended up with, which was third and 14 after he scrambled right and took a 5 yard loss, which was a sack. Now we go to drive number two. So the first two sacks, it's hard for me. I mean, I'm sure that some of the internet film breakdown guys are much sharper. And so maybe they have a definite answer to that. But I think that second one is really like, I'm not even sure what the play was. I think it was a quick throw to Sinnott, and for whatever reason, Jaden didn't throw it. So if he's supposed to throw that, didn't throw it, even if it wasn't going to be a big play, maybe just a small positive yardage gain, then it would be on him. Drive number two, they have a third down and six at the Giant 20-yard line. And this ends up being a sack, and the biggest sack in lost yardage play of the day is minus seven. So there's a big issue here. First of all, the O-line gets overwhelmed. This is on the offensive line without question in terms of the immediate pressure. But the reason Jaden doesn't throw the ball downfield is there is a missed illegal use of the hands defensive holding against, I'm pretty sure, Zacchaeus. And that looks like in his progression, it's probably one of the number one read. It's either the one read or the two read. And he has to, you know, look it away, and he takes a sack. And the offensive line did not hold up for him to get through any more progressions, but they missed a defensive penalty on that. That should have been a flag and a first down for Washington. It would have been at the Giant 15-yard line, first and 10 at the 15, although it would have been half the distance, so first and 10 at the 18 or 17-yard line. Instead, it was fourth and 13 after that 7-yard sack. I don't put that on anybody. I think that he had a read, and the receiver got completely taken out and knocked to the ground beyond 5 yards down the field, and it was just a missed call. All right, I got a couple of these others. I got the last two. That's three of the sacks so far. First two, kind of, I don't know, to be honest with you. It's certainly not an egregious error by the quarterback. The first one, I think somebody picked up, missed the blitz, or it was just well-designed by the Giants. The second one, Jaden probably should just throw it out to the flat. And then the third one, they missed a defensive penalty that I think certainly got Jaden off his number one or number two read, and he took the biggest sack that he's taken so far in the two games. There were two more. I'll get to those after this. And then I'm going to tell you about the big missed opportunities. There were a couple. And the caller yesterday who said, where the hell was Luke McCaffrey? Well, the answer is he was wide open a couple of times. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app.